It's time to open the thrift shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm the curator, DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and excursions deep into the dusty archives here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Sometimes these broadcasts have a theme, and this week, we're going to be continuing with our survey of music released on the Chess record label, starting with the new Rotary Connection, I Am the Black Gold of the Sun. Thank you. Brother Jack McDuff on the Hammond there on the Jelly Jam. And before that, we heard the new Rotary Connection, I Am the Black Gold of the Sun. Well, you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, and on this edition, we're digging into the rare grooves from the vaults of Chess Records. I want to say hello to everyone listening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. So thanks for tuning in. You can also find the programs archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net.
Exploring Science in the Sea. A massive tsunami in northwestern Sumatra wiped out coastal villages for miles. Only one survived. But by a century later, its influence began to wane, the result of a new power settling on the sites of the destroyed villages. Archaeologists began studying the area in detail after another tsunami in 2004 killed more than 150,000 in Sumatra alone. And in 2006, one researcher discovered bits of pottery and Muslim gravestones that were uncovered by the 2004 tsunami. He recruited a large team to study a 25-mile stretch of coastline in a region known as Aceh. The team discovered thousands of gravestones and tens of thousands of bits of pottery. They were concentrated in 10 villages. Nine of the villages were abandoned at the same time, around 1394. That corresponds to the time of a major tsunami revealed by geological studies. The 10th village survived because it was on higher ground. It remained a major trading site for more than a century after the tsunami. After that, though, it withered away. At the same time, new villages began appearing in the region decimated by the tsunami. The new villages probably weren't settled by the locals. Instead, they were established by Muslim traders from other parts of Southeast Asia. They built the Aceh Sultanate, which lasted for centuries before it disappeared as well. The researchers say their work suggests that scientists should look to the archaeological record to help measure the risk of environmental disasters, like tsunamis. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. It's like having a radio time machine back to, say, 1973, to a backwater NPR station at 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning when no one was listening except you and the crickets.
Thank you.
My favorite jazz harpist of all time, that's Dorothy Ashby with The Windmills of Your Mind. Before that, Monk Higgins with The Look of Love. And we started that set off with the Eddie Fisher Quintet, Shooby Dooby Dooby Doo Da Day. All right. This is DJ Frederick and Shooby Doo, it's a Radio Thrift Shop, broadcasting like it's 1969.
Every year, with warming sea temperatures, sea turtles get lured further and further north in the eastern seaboard. On their journey home, some of those turtles get washed up on the beaches of Cape Cod. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The colder it gets, the lower their metabolism function becomes, and eventually they can't feed themselves or swim, and that's when they start coming in large numbers.
Paula and Beth Dixon are among the roughly 200 volunteers who, every fall and winter, help rescue stranded turtles on Cape Cod.
They beach because they are turtles that live in warm water, and so in the summertime they move north and might be feeding as far north as Maine. When the weather starts changing and the water gets colder, the turtles start migrating down. There are turtles that feed in the Cape Cod Bay all summer long, and then they're joined by turtles that might be migrating down from further north, like Maine. And they get into the arm of the Cape, which is shaped like an arm with a hand sticking out. And when it's getting cold, they're moving south, but the arm of the Cape stops their migration. So a smart turtle might move its way back up and out the Cape and navigate its way into the Atlantic and go further south. A lot of turtles get stuck in the arm of the Cape and they can't get out. And it's cold, and so they're pretty stuck.
We make ourselves available when the weather turns and the water temperature drops and turtles start washing up on the beach. The rescue people at Mass Audubon will contact the volunteer walkers when they expect turtles to come, and we walk on the high tide and see what the weather brings in.
We'll hear more about rescuing turtles in future programs. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
All right, on this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, we're digging into the groovy vaults of Chess Records. Here's Odell Brown and the Organizers. Think about it. Thank you.
each time we meet. Walk on by. Walk on by. Make believe. Don't you know? So if I seem broken in two, walk on by. Walking down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet. Just walk on by. Walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you. Oh, yeah.
three tracks from the groovy vaults of Chess Records. That was A Soulful Strings with Chocolate Candy. Before that, Joanne Garrett with Walk On By. We started off with Odell Brown and the Organizers and Think About It. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. If you're enjoying the program, please look us up on Facebook. You can join the group Radio Thrift Shop. I'm also on Twitter at DJ Frederick Moe.
Have vegetables, lots of them, on your table next winter. You can have your own fresh vegetables on your table this summer if you have your own Victory Garden. Yes, there's no restriction on home canning and home processing of vegetables and garden fruits and berries. Plan your Victory Garden now. Get your garden plot lined up. Get the advice of a garden expert if you need it, and be prepared to grow your own for victory. Join a garden club or a community garden movement, or share a garden with your neighbor. You can help win the battle of food production. You can help armed fighting men get the food they need. You can help save the vital metals used in commercial canning if you grow your own Victory Garden in 1943. For further information, write to Victory Gardens, Washington, D.C. Victory Gardens, Washington, D.C.
the amazing Shirley Scott on keyboards with Hanky's Panky. Before that, Ray Bryant with Andalusian Nights, and we started off with Mr. Bo Diddley and Hit or Miss. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You have just hit another hour of the Radio Thrift Shop. I hope you have enjoyed this freeform journey through the Chess Records archives. So I'll see you next week, and until then, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.